So Vishad is as a reference here only.
Yes, this is the significance of his Vishada, because he did not know that there is something quite huge behind it. That supra-cosmic individual reality manifesting in the world, and that only working in the world and nothing else working in the world, this realization has to be completed before Sri Krishna himself says that that one who is manifesting is myself. And this command of action that I am asking you now to perform is not my individual command. Look at the supreme reality. It is that reality which is in the war. It is that reality which is asking you, fight. Now this is the climax to which Sri Krishna wants to take his disciple, step by step. And therefore this 10th chapter now comes with a message of the omnipresence of the divine, the dynamic omnipresence of the divine. Vibhuti yoga, vibhuti is preeminent manifestation. Bhuti is becoming, manifestation. Vibhuti is preeminent. The preeminent movement of the divine, in which you see that the whole world is nothing but the divine. Vishato mukham. You see everywhere is the face of the divine that you see. Now this great vision of the divine himself everywhere is again a preparation of what is to come in the 11th chapter, which is a climax where everything, the divine is himself manifested. Vishwarupa, he is being prepared. 10th chapter is a beginning of that great preparation. Before the whole reality is manifested, where the whole universe is manifested as the manifestation of the Supreme Divine, Vishwarupa Darshanam, he is being prepared now in the 10th chapter by showing that there is a universal dynamic presence of the divine everywhere. And how do you see that dynamic presence of the divine? There is only one reality. Whatever is divine. But to see that divine, which you cannot easily see, you see in the preeminent becomings. What you cannot see in the small, you can see in the large.
How do we know that it's coming from the divine and it's not some other input?
That is the substance of the first 9 chapters. To eliminate all other hypotheses. All the 9 chapters have been given
to eliminate
all the other possibilities. In the fact, Arjuna, when he raises his question, in his questions and the reasonings that he gives for escaping from the battlefield, the reasons that he gives, there is one premise which is lacking, which Sri Krishna supplies in the very second chapter. He says, in all your arguments, there is one thing which you have not mentioned, which all the wise men mention. He says, you speak like a wise man, but you are not a wise man, because wise men begin with the right premise, which you are not starting with. What is that right premise? That which is na hanyate hanyamane sharire. That which is not killed, even when the body is killed. Pandita. So you are actually contemplating, worried about things about which the wise men are never worried. But you are worried about which wise men are never worried. So the first premise was missing. If that premise is missing, then the kind of condition that you arrive at is arrived at. You omit that premise and everything is in doubt. you cannot find an answer to the question.
So I think the answer from 11th shloka of 2nd chapter.
Yes.
The answer is coming here in the 10th chapter, 6th shloka.
That's right. Yeah. Quite right. It's all continuation. You can see the Gita is a very unified body of knowledge. At every step there is a development of the argument. And if you study Gita very closely, you find it's a marvelous composition in which every question that arises in the human mind is raised and answered effectively. So, Sri Krishna says that if you want to know that divine is present everywhere, because there's only one reality, then it can be more easily seen in certain specific examples. The whole of the 10th chapter is therefore given to the description of those phenomena where the divinity is more manifest, can be seen more clearly. Now, before we proceed further, let us read at least the verses that we have not yet read so far. As I told you, from verse number 2 to verse number 11 is a reiteration of all that is said in chapter number 9. That is why Sri Krishna says, now listen again. Bhuyaha eva mahabaho shrunu me paramam vachaha. Listen again. Paramam vachaha, this great word, the supreme word, the secret of secrets, Raja Bhuya. That secret word, which you have described so much over so many sessions here, that is now summarized once again by Sri Krishna in these verses. It is the statement of integral knowledge and integral yoga in 8 or 9 verses.